This is Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. From the corporate office to the cab of a truck, they're here to inspire and empower women in all professions. So gear down, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to Women Road Warriors. We're an award-winning show that works to inspire and empower women in every profession. Our goal is to power women on their road to success. We tackle all kinds of topics, and we work to encourage women to be their very best with informative guests and women who've been champions. I'm Shelley.
And I'm Kathy.
No topic is taboo on our show. We tackle the tough topics along with the not-so-tough topics, and we like to feature experts and celebrities who can assist women in being the very best they can be. Monique Marvez is making waves on the comedy scene with the kind of clean comedy that's gut-wrenchingly funny. I laughed out loud when I saw one of her shows on Dry Bar Comedy. Monique is a well-known stand-up comedian who's known for her sharp wit and hilarious observations on life, relationships, and cultural topics. She offers clever anecdotes on the absurdities of everyday situations. Monique has done 4 Showtime specials, 1 HBO Max special, as well as the Dry Bar special that's blowing up on the internet. It's gotten 190 million views on TikTok. She's also a 20-year broadcast veteran, screenwriter, author, and podcaster. Monique is genuinely funny with her perspective of the world and relationships, and she's so relatable to women. Men love her too, by the way. We have Monique on the show with us today, and we're excited. Welcome, Monique.
Thank you. I was going to say, don't oversell me. What an intro. I felt like Baloo the bear in the Jungle Book.
Oh, no, you deserve every word of that. That's awesome.
Oh, Thank you. Monique, you're super funny. You're super talented. You had me in stitches when I saw your stand-up routine on You'll Never Be Able to Change a Man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, trust me. And the comments in the comment sections are crazy under that clip. But what I try to tell people, you know, A, it's comedy, but, you know, behind every joke is a real thing. You know, if you study Freud, and here's, let's go 6 layers deep so people can make informed comments. Number one, yes, I know the common denominator in my 3 failed marriages is me. Yes, I know that. They don't have to say it all the time. Number two, I'm very fond of what I call cosmic hacks, which is I love to give other people the opportunity to make different choices than I made. I love absolutely helping young women, you know, forge a different path than I did, than my generation did, than my mother's generation did. So that's why my comedy, I never think about jokes. I think about what do I want to say? What truth do I want to impart? And then I'm going to wrap it in bacon so they'll eat it.
I love it.
Yep.
Your perspective on the world is spot on, and I love how delightfully irreverent you are and how you tell it like it is. You say stuff women are thinking, and even men too. Have you always thought that way?
Yes, and I tell people what got me smacked, divorced, and fired is now paying my rent. I was
That's
just
a good way of putting it.
Thank you. I, you know, as a child, I'll put it to you this way. My mother is extremely Catholic, and she sent me to Catholic school as a child. And it's so interesting how ahead of our times I was, because, you know, at 6 years old, I remember thinking that there were 3 genders, male, female, and clergy. I was equally terrified of the nuns and priests. And I feel like I'm so grateful that religion didn't ruin God for me. I've always been extremely faith-based, separate from construct, if that makes sense to you.
Yep.
I just kind of followed my own path, my own bliss, my own way of speaking. And what's really interesting is that the most common comment my parents would get after I'd have a conversation with one of their adult friends was, "Wow, that's quite an imagination on that kid." Wow. And if you look up the definition of imagination and faith, it's literally the same thing. It's believing in something you can't see. It's creating and manifesting something you've never seen. So I've always been like this, whatever this is.
I think
Well,
it's
it's working,
marvelous.
so.
You're the marvelous Monique. I love
Thank you.
the way you think. I'm sure
Thank
when you
you.
were a child, though, you probably drove the adults a little nuts. I know I did as a kid, too. So.
Well, what's interesting about driving people nuts is that so much of being an adult, unfortunately, and I am the world's oldest Gen Zer, by no means am I an adult. I think what's very challenging for most adults, not me, is the balance of, you know, sort of speaking in press releases. I'm not going to say that as people grow older, they get less honest. That's just too much of a blanket statement. But when people have mortgages to pay, children to raise, bills to pay, they don't have the luxury of, you know, I hate my boss. Like, that's just a truth they can't deal with. So, you know, I made decisions throughout my adolescence and early adult years that I never wanted to put myself in a position that I couldn't tell the truth about, which makes me, you know, virtually unemployable and evidently challenges relationships as well.
You like to forge your own path. There's nothing wrong
I
with that.
I do.
The people who are in the history books did that.
Wow. What a powerful thing to say to me. Thank you. I received that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, Monique, I was looking at your background. You've made some serious pivots in your life. You made huge headway in broadcasting with major market radio and television. And
Thank
I see
you.
I see it all began when you won San Diego's Jack FM's Million Dollar Morning Show contest. Then you went on to host your own news talk show on KFI AM in Los Angeles. You're a serious trailblazer.
Can I tell you a better story than that?
Sure.
Of course.
My first job in radio, I manifested with the help of, I like to say God. And if people have an issue with the word God, then I say add an extra O. Wow, the Whole Foods just got super sexy. I'm going to step outside. For those of you listening, I'm walking around a cruise ship terminal and, you know, just fresh off a boat, so to speak. But let me step outside.
Okay.
Yeah, for real. So here's the thing. I had one of those, and going back to what I was stating before it got loud, I use the word God, but I tell people, if you're not comfortable with that, I respect, add an extra O. I never met a human being that has an issue with good. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how I got into radio, which is, you know, better than the story of winning the Million Dollar Morning Show contest in my second job in radio. That was my second job. My first job was, I rescued a dog in Canada, and I'm giving you the Reader's Digest. I rescued a dog in Canada. I took it home to my apartment in Los Angeles. I was 39 years old. I was broke. I had ball tires and bad credit and a rescue dog. And when I rescued the dog, I looked at him in my rearview mirror because I was his third person who had rescued him. He was a very challenging dog, and they kept taking him back. So I rescued him, and I looked at him in my rearview mirror because he was on a stack of luggage and a cushion that his last owner that couldn't keep him gave me. And I told him in the rearview mirror, as God is my witness, you will die in my arms. I am your last owner. We've got this. And I drove home to LA, and immediately my landlord gave me a 3-day quit notice telling me I was only allowed to have one dog. And I had a little dog that I'd rescued years earlier, Vinnie Moscatelli. So Bear, my second dog that I just rescued in Canada, pushed my landlord over the limit, and I got a 3-day quit notice, and I had no means of getting another apartment. Zero. Bad credit, no money, struggling, 39 years old. And even though I was extremely funny, at that time I didn't know how to parlay that into money, because that's not my driving force. Using what I've been given to make other people's lives better is my driving force. And then somehow the money catches up with me. So as I'm crying my face off with this 3-day quit notice, I'm listening to Tom Waits, because when you're miserable, you need to just double down and really make yourself miserable. So I'm, so I'm listening to Tom Waits, and everyone's calling me, saying, just get rid of the dog. You've only had it a week. It's a challenging dog. Take it to the pound. My mother, my best friend, everyone is telling me, get rid of the dog. I'm like, no, as God is my witness, I'm keeping this dog. I will sleep in my car. I am not getting rid of this dog. It's not about the dog. It's about where I am in life, who I am, and what this is all about. Because I believe everything's an answer to a prayer. You just have to remember what you prayed. So my very best friend at the time was struggling with IVF. And I remember we have this little shorthand. We speak. I hope I'm not boring you. Are we good?
Oh, no. Gosh, no.
Oh, gosh, no. Okay. This is super interesting.
So my best friend, when she was trying to get pregnant, I kept telling her that her cross-section, we always talk about where we are, the intersection, our you are here spot. And I told her, your you are here spot, you're on the corner of baby or bust. We're not stopping till you get pregnant. That's it. We live on baby or bust. That's our you are here spot. So as I'm on the ground listening to Tom Waits with my arm around Bear's neck, crying my face off, my girlfriend calls me. I'll never forget it as long as I live. As long as I live. It's late April of, because I had till May to get out, like beginning of May. 21 years ago. And she said to me, where are you? What's your you are here spot? And I said, well, I've lived on the corner of what I do is really special and not everybody gets it. But now I'm going to move to the corner of everybody's going to get it and I'm going to make a lot of money. That's my new intersection. Because unfortunately, it's very hard for me to do things for self-aggrandizement and money and ego, which is why I'm sort of witness protection comedian on social media. But interestingly enough, you know, after I shook my fist in the air and changed my intersection, within 90 days, July of the summer of 2003, I was, and it's funny because I rescued Bear Easter week of 2003, mid-April of 2003, I rescued Bear. And so I'm being a guest on a radio show. This was during, you know, Scott Peterson. And the girl that's the host keeps telling me, how do I set you up? How do I make you funny? What do you want me to do? I go, just do whatever you do and I'll chime in. I'm not that kind of comic. So she's talking about Scott Peterson. And I say, he's guilty, super guilty. She's like, how do you know? I said, because when a man gives away a woman's jewelry, he knows she's not coming back. Because Scott had given the jewelry to Amber Fry. So I just kept commenting and saying funny or irreverent or unusual things. And then the light went off in the studio, which means the hotline's ringing, the boss, you know, you don't want it to ring when you're on the air. It's the boss. So the guy who was running the board, his name's Jim Cerrone. Jim Cerrone answers. And the girl, his name's Julie Patterson. She said, is it about the show? And he nods. Is it about someone on the show? And he nods. And she looks at me. Is it about her? And Jim nods. When we go to commercial break, Jim Cerrone says, it's our program director. And he said, don't let that girl leave the building without meeting me. And I went to a Starbucks on Monument Circle in Indianapolis, Indiana, with a guy named Greg Duncan. And he said, Shirley, I can't offer you a job in radio and you would take it. And I said, don't call me Shirley. And how much are you going to pay me? And I went from being almost virtually homeless. And I have a piece of my one woman show that's called For the Love of Bear, where I went from almost homeless to not just a six figure job in radio. They flipped an entire format for me. Monique and the Man, Real Life, Real Music. My first job in radio, I went from never having been on radio to them hanging an entire format on whatever it is this is.
That is amazing.
Wow. And the show went to number one. I had billboards all over the city. And from that job, I won the $1 million morning show contest.
Dang.
My second job in radio.
Look at you go.
Oh, man, you're a champion. Oh. Yeah.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years. I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of. And join us on social media. Learn more at TruckingMovesAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelly Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
If you're enjoying this informative episode of Women Road Warriors, I wanted to mention Kathy and I explore all kinds of topics that will power you on the road to success. We feature a lot of expert interviews. Plus, we feature celebrities and women who've been trailblazers. Please check out our podcast at womenroadwarriors.com and click on our episodes page. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts, on all the major podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, you name it. Check us out and bookmark our podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other sites. And tell others about us. We want to help as many women as possible. Monique Marvez believes that behind every joke, there's the real thing. She's very fond of cosmic hacks to give other people the opportunity to make different choices than she has. She loves giving young women the opportunity to forge a different path than she took. It's comedy with a message. As she says, she decides what truth she wants to say, and then she wraps it up in bacon so they'll eat it. Monique is giving us her delightful perspectives and views on the world and what makes laughter and comedy work and why it's so important and empowering to humanity. Her viewpoints have empowered Monique as she's changed intersections through life and forged paths to success. Monique, I love your perspectives. You're an innovator with compassion. You've got a heart. I love the story about you rescuing that dog. And I love the fact that you get it. You get where people are. And you talk about it. And you are able to take lemons, make them into lemonade and lemon cake and lemon cupcakes and anything and everything else.
And I make as much of all of it as I can, because I'm not going to enjoy the lemon cupcakes unless I know that I can give as many as I can make to as many people as can eat them. You're wired that way.
You're inspiring. You really are.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. That means everything to me.
Bear must have loved you to the end.
He did. He died in my arms.
Oh, really?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I keep my promises, especially to animals. And I had Bear from 03. He was already not young when I got him, but he died in my arms in April of 11.
Wow.
Oh,
you have wonderful dedication and empathy and compassion. That's what everybody's looking for. Yeah. You are a role model.
I'm serious. If you don't stop, I'm going to cry. I'm extremely sentimental. And when I start, it's really hard to stop. But I have to tell you what I'm the most proud of is that, you know, right now I'm kind of having a moment, and that people are finding me all over the world through Drybar, through people like you. Interestingly enough, when it all began, COVID, it all began, I was in Australia. I almost got stuck there. And my friend who semi-manages me, I'm unmanageable, but he gives me advice. He's in the industry. Said, Monique, do not go dark on your fans. I know you're not great with social media, but your fans need you. You're not like a regular comic. So when I got back from Australia barely and got over my jet lag, March 25th of 2020, I went live on Facebook at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I just basically said, I'm going to create a rhythm from no rhythm. Let's meet here every day at 3:30 my time. And I remember just having this sort of mantra that I channeled, where I said, fear stays here, love comes near, all gets clear, which means like, we'll figure it out together. And that community grew and grew and grew and grew. And they started a Facebook chat called the 3:30 Gang. They had t-shirts made. And June, and a lot of them were longstanding fans of mine from KFI or other things. And in June of 2020, a woman, end of May perhaps, a woman named Almost London, her real name was Elena, reached out to the 330 gang and said, I need a miracle. I'm terminal. I'm dying. I'm a mother that had a child late in life. Well, the thing I'm the proudest of is that the 330 gang rallied around this woman and we put time on her clock. By the time she died, I'd seen her three times. I spent Christmas Eve of 2000 with her. I met her son. Her son was placed with someone that she loved. Everything, when she finally did die, it was, she died in July 29th of 21. When she finally did die, not only was she an integral part of us and us of her, members of the 330 gang traveled to go to her funeral. And I've gone live 4 years and 3 days in a row. I've only missed 3 days for minor surgery in June of 2020. And the 330 gang, because of people like you and Drybar, they went from getting 400 and 500 views on the videos to 1,000, 1,500, 1,700. People are finding me and rewatching all of them. And I'm super proud that I have not missed a 330 since June 15th of 2020.
Bravo to you.
I'm the proudest of that, because talk about, people are, my friends are like, Monique, you're going to have to do this till you die. And I go, and? Because I said, when
and
you guys,
what's the problem,
showing,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. I said, when you guys stop showing up, because I thought when COVID ended, people would go back to work and it would drop off. And it did. It did for a while. I was getting 70 or 80 views, but they were the hardcore people that I felt like, I'm not going to stop doing this just because they're less of you. It's not fair. Like, you guys, you show up. You show up. I've met a lot of them. A lot of them have flown to different cities to meet me. And that I made that commitment. And that is, I'm very proud of that.
You're an inspiration. You're showing up, doing what you're doing, but you're teaching other people to show up for others.
Thank you.
This is so cool. You're teaching love and inspiration. And the story you were telling about everybody rallying around this woman, you're teaching people the basics of humanity that they're not getting on social media.
Humanity 101.
Yeah.
Well, I'm such a firm believer in the power of community and the power of love multiplied. I just know that if you know, the bad news, like I say in my act, you can't change a man. Well, you can't change anyone. I just say man because I was married to men, you know? But what I'm really saying is all we can do as humans is serve as a good example. And I know that's terrible news because so many people love telling other people how to live. But I feel like if I keep doing what I'm doing, then people like you are going to find me. And it's just going to be the right thing. It's going to be organic and authentic. And it's going to mean more to me when people find me than if I hired some TikTok coach or tried to figure out the algorithms.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're real. You are the reality. This is what we're lacking today. The world's so plastic in the digital world. And I think that's what people really love about you. I know that I found you funny, but then when
Thank
I was reading
you.
About you, I'm like, wow, this lady's quite the trailblazer too. She's got to have a great message. Mm-hmm. You take on adversity and say, hey, adversity, get the heck out of my way. I like that. Right?
Absolutely.
And
and people can relate to that, you know, because you're real, you use your own stories, your own experiences, and that's what people love. They don't want some phony, you know, person inventing stories and stuff. You use you, and that's what they feel.
Thank you. Well, I feel like comedy, I love being a comedian because it's such an amazing Trojan horse. You can hide in plain sight. And, you know, what I tell people is the beauty of comedy is that you can change, a well-crafted joke can change someone's perspective and point of view and even the way they think about themselves or the world without ever confronting or judging them. A well-crafted joke is like a diamond bullet. It gets right to the center of their mind and changes something, which is why even if you look at ancient times, the king always had a jester. There was always that role of comedy to guide.
Right.
And You know, you look at Charlie Chaplin. I mean, if you watch on YouTube, the greatest speech ever given, it's not called a pretty good speech. It's not called, hey, you might like this. There's a speech on YouTube that's the end of, I believe, The Little Dictator. It's a Charlie Chaplin film. He was afraid to speak. When the talkies came, he thought he was over. But not only was he not over, he made a movie that was obviously a spoof on Hitler, way ahead of its time, by the way. It was brilliant. And at the end, he gives a speech. And it's on YouTube as The Greatest Speech Ever Given. And I watch it regularly to remind me the power of a well-stated message.
It's very true.
If you've never seen it, do yourself a favor. It's amazing, mind-blowing.
You know, growing up, we grew up really poor and a lot of trauma, a lot of violence, you know, coming from a sexual abuse background as kids, a lot of poverty.
And when you say kids, are you speaking, both of you share that background?
I'll speak for myself. And me and my sisters, I meant.
Just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, my mom, when she finally escaped him, and I was 10 and my sisters were 12 and 13. And I remember walking down the street one day with her, and we were so poor. Like our couch was three mattresses stacked on each other. Our toaster was literally a wire hanger folded in half over the stove, right? Anyway, so we're walking down the street, and even though we're filled with misery, and we see this old lady, and I mean in her 80s and 90s, and her face was all wrinkled and crispy and miserable and just tight, and she looked so angry. And my mom gave me a good elbow in the side, and she said, if you don't learn to laugh at life's misery and hardships, you're going to end up looking just like that. And it scared me into oblivion. So she was smart enough to use, to teach us that no matter life's hardships, you need to learn to laugh.
Amen. Charlie Chaplin's mother was insane, and he was raised in a workhouse in London. It doesn't get any worse than a workhouse in the 1880s in London.
Yeah,
I bet. So yeah, so that is what was my saving grace in my family. No matter what came our way, you know what? We found a way to laugh through it. And I mean, the sense of humor is God's gift to mankind, I believe.
Laughter's the best medicine. There was a book written, by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale about that.
I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Road Less Traveled. And also, that's Peck. F's Peck. Yes, I get them. Forgive me. But I will tell you this. I had a book deal with Hay House, and I met Louise Hay. I went to her 80th birthday. And as you say, trailblazers, I don't have this in my background. I have other things for another day. But Louise Hay, who wrote You Can Heal Your Life, which is one of the best-selling works of nonfiction ever, was sexually abused for years, and very much uses her story and talks about how embracing it and understanding how strong you really are to overcome that is the real inspiration. The fact that you're talking to me today so wonderfully and clearly, and you're not a bell tower with a rifle, is in itself an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Monique, you're inspirational, and your perspectives, I just love the way you think.
And thank you.
You're spreading joy everywhere, but you're also getting people to think about things and better their lives. And you've had the struggles, but you've taken them on. And I think your experiences, your life experiences, they're relatable. You're giving people, I think you're forging a path for them. You're showing them that it's possible. Anything is possible.
It's not just possible. When people talk about, you know, again, when I was a kid and everybody would say that's quite an imagination on that kid. I think my only challenge, my personal challenge, is to dream bigger. Because whenever I've asked God, the universe, the benevolent force to help me, and I was in alignment, and I was like, I really don't want to give up this dog, or I really want a larger venue, or I think I'm ready for my voice to be heard. I don't know how many, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days at most. But my challenge is to dream bigger. And I think that's this dry bar came out, and people like you came into my life because of everything you're saying, I feel like young people, and in particular young women, but let's talk about just young people, Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. I see it when I'm on the cruise ship. After they see a comedy show, it's the kids that follow me around the ship. It's the late teens, the 20s that follow me like I'm some kind of Yoda or something, and ask me like, where do you get your inspiration? Your comedy's so spot on. I totally get you. Like, you're older than my parents and you're so much cooler, which, you know, the Lord knows a woman loves hearing that. But I do love what they're saying, because here's the thing about the younger generation. They are about a vibe and a feeling. It's a sniff test. They pick you up and sniff you. They like you. They don't like you. There's no middle ground. And evidently I'm catnip to the kids, because during COVID, they discovered me. I wasn't even on TikTok. And they, you know, it was amazing that a friend texted me and said, you're blowing up on TikTok. I'm like, I'm not even on TikTok. And they're like, well, guess what? Hashtag Monique Marvez has 190 million views.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And it was mostly young girls lip syncing me.
Wow.
Cool.
That's really neat. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And the
you're an icon, Monique.
I'm becoming one.
Yes, you are.
And here's from your mouth to God's ears. And I'll tell you why. For all the reasons we're discussing, you know, I would just as easily have a lot of young women actually go to Vegas when I play the Comedy Cellar and are like, oh, I'm spending my 21st birthday at a Monique Marvez show. Like, I'm so honored that young girls, including my nieces, who I do everything for, they get me. They think I'm cool. They come to my shows. And I would love the opportunity. So let's manifest this for me to, and it's already started, but for me to do bigger and bigger venues. I look at people like Chelsea Handler and Sebastian Maniscalco, and I say, why not?
I see you as being the Taylor Swift of comedy.
Oh, my land. Oh, my. Oh, yep. My.
I agree.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You just got me right in the middle of the brain. You just diamond bulleted me. I would love nothing more than to play large venues. Maybe I could open for Taylor and just energize and electrify young people and predominantly young women. You know, sometimes when I do a bit on stage, I'll look at a young girl and I'll tell her something very real. And I'll say, I wish I would have had a me when I was a you. And and they laugh because they know exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They get my intention to give them that cosmic hack, to give them that shortcut.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, is building a positive image of trucking by telling the story of the hardworking drivers and industry professionals who support the industry. And you can be a part of it. Learn more about TMAF and how you can join and be a part of the industry movement working to build a strong image of trucking by visiting TMAF's website at truckingmovesamerica.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our latest channel, TikTok.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
So much of being an adult that is challenging is the balance of responsibility and not having the luxury to say the truth about something because of the obligations. It's risky to say what you think. Comedian Monique Marvez likes to speak the truth, and she says what a lot of people think but are afraid to say as adults, and she does it in a very funny way. She does it on places like HBO and Dry Bar Comedy, and she plays to packed houses in Vegas. Monique is inspiring people of all ages, but especially Gen Zennials, who flock to her shows and see her comedy on social media. Monique believes in dreaming bigger. She also believes in the power of community and the power of love multiplied. People are responding worldwide. We have the pleasure of featuring this talented lady and learning more about her great perspectives. Monique, earlier in the interview, you mentioned a cosmic hack. What is a cosmic hack for our listeners? Your perspective is so wonderful.
Well, the kids always say, when they say they're going to hack something, what they're saying is shortcut, easy way.
Yep.
So to me, a cosmic hack is something with a spiritual intention behind it. I'm not bossing you. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm showing you what worked for me and what I think would go so much better for you, because it is time tested. It is road tested. I already banged my head on the wall for you 52 times. Even if you want to bang it 32 times, if I can save you 20 bangs on the head, I've done well.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what a cosmic hack is. It's a love-based, spiritually inclined shortcut to life, to a better life.
Hmm.
So
well
what are,
said.
I love it. So what are some shortcuts that you could recommend for anyone, really? Because people start over, start new at any age, but when they're at the beginning, not real sure, or even later, what has kept you going?
Well, I'm a sunflower. I'm completely, completely motivated by love and warmth. Don't get me wrong. I love money. Boy, do I love money. And getting a $1 million contract was unbelievably good. I celebrated at a very expensive Italian restaurant in La Jolla.
Hey,
but that's
why not?
Not the point.
Nice.
Yeah. But to me, you know, there's a book called The Science of Getting Rich. It was written by Wallace Wattles in 1910, and he died in 1911. So it's a real mic drop. And it talks about, you know, the difference between cash and currency. And what the kids get is energy. Everything is energy. So what I tell young people is trust yourself. You have a life force in you that will direct you. No different than electricity going down a cord. You know, I think of it in, again, spiritual terms, being as a path being anointed. But you trust yourself. If you're in the middle of something and it don't feel right, you know, and I used poor grammar to emphasize it, you know, it doesn't feel right. Stop where you are and get to the core of it. Why am I out of alignment? Because the straighter the cord, the greater the alignment, the more currency can flow. And currency is the precursor to cash.
Mm-hmm.
People have it backwards. They think when I have money, I'll be happy. And it's the opposite. When you have happiness, when you're in alignment, the money will come. You know, when they say pick a job you love, but I go deeper. I talk about sort of the science of it. When you're in alignment, when you're going in the right direction with trust, with intention, the world's going to chase you down and catch you up and stuff money in your pockets.
Intention. That's a huge word, but it's very Ooh. True. Yeah.
If your intention is to make money, you will make money. But I'm here to tell you that I have a dear friend who was the right hand of Elon Musk. I can't be more specific because he's a very singular person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say he was there when Elon took over Twitter. And we talked about this at length, he and I, because Elon Musk is not a happy person. He's not. The richest man on earth, not happy.
You know, they say that about a lot of rich people. Quite often that can be the case. But when you look at life, money is something that's man-made. There's so much more to life. Just walking outside for just a moment and really looking around, which a lot of people don't even do, you know?
Let me give you a perspective on that. As I'm walking, I was born and raised in Miami. I jokingly say in my act, the capital of Cuba. And I got off the ship and I walked. It's over 2 miles just to get to downtown Miami over the cruise ship bridge. But on that walk, I'm looking at buildings that have been here since I grew up. I'm looking at stuff that's been torn down. I'm looking at stuff that's been gentrified. I'm in the temple of my familiar, feeling incredible joy at where I came from. And I'm enjoying and savoring that moment. I have a timer on because I know I have to find a spot to sit quietly and talk to you beautiful girls. But As I'm walking around my hometown, which is why I say it's the best day of the best day, and just feeling joy and remembering, like, my dad took me to this park, or this Whole Foods used to be a, you know, fill in the blank. And as I'm doing that, I'm going to tell you what money is. Money, like any other strong force, alcohol, drugs, money is an accelerant. If you're not happy, you'll just be unhappier at a faster speed. It's an accelerant because people tell you yes, and people are your friends because you're rich and you're never quite sure. like, it doesn't, it's not a guarantee of anything other than, you know, and I've made a lot of money in my lifetime and I will again. It's, you know, it's a good haircut. It's nice shoes. It's valet parking when you're rushing around and can't find a meter, but it's not going to make you grateful if you're not already grateful. If you're ungrateful, it's an accelerant, because now you're like, I have all this money and I'm still not happy. That's all it is. It's an accelerant. Just like when people say, when you're drunk, you're your real you. When you're rich, you're your real you. It doesn't change you. It just makes you whatever person, if you were a jerk, then you're a bigger jerk.
Right. You're just braver being it. Yeah, sure. You know, you ought to do a TED Talk, Monique. You've got some serious sage and wisdom.
I love you guys. I'm telling you, please manifest. I believe in the power of community. I know you have an enormous community that listens to you. I was so excited about joining you today.
Oh,
I feel
nice.
Like between the three of us, we can manifest anything and everything for
That's
the
right.
three of us.
Love it. Monique, you have energized me. You really have.
And me too.
That's the gig. That means I did it right. If
That's
when
right.
we hang up the phone, you feel significantly better than when we started our conversation, then I did it right.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Kathy DeCaro is nothing short of amazing. She not only drives the world's biggest truck as a heavy equipment operator in northern Alberta, Canada, she's an international motivational speaker and the author of Dream Big, an autobiography about overcoming a lifetime of trauma and abuse that led to dreams of success. Kathy inspires people the world over to change their lives and improve their self-worth. Her book will change your life. She's passionate about personal growth and believes anyone can change their circumstances and overcome their obstacles if they believe in themselves. Her life will amaze you and seriously inspire you. Be sure to order a copy of her book, Dream Big, on Amazon.com. Industry Movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry, our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelly Johnson and Kathy DeCaro.
World-famous comedian Monique Marvez believes in cosmic hacks, which are time-tested and road-tested messages from her own life journeys. She offers love-based, spiritually inclined shortcuts to her audiences so they can find a better path through life. She tells people to trust themselves, see where they're out of alignment, because the straighter the alignment when you're going in the right direction, the world and success will follow. Monique has shared some of these insights with us, along with her terrific philosophy, which is nothing short of inspirational. She describes herself as a sunflower who is completely inspired by love and warmth, and she spreads it wherever she goes. Monique, where do people find you?
Well, that's thank you. I have an absolutely wretched website, but it does have a contact number, an email. And they do get to me, and I do answer them personally. So MoniqueMarvez.com, which I am now in the process. I've actually hired a real person to help me make it look decent. Now that so many wonderful arrows are pointed at me, I better comb my hair. So I have, I'm going to MoniqueMarvez.com. My name, because I'm the only Monique Marvez, I have a distant cousin, Gianna Monique Marvez, but on social media, at Monique Marvez on every app, you know, I finally have a TikTok account because they told me get your own or someone will take your name. So at Monique Marvez on TikTok, at Monique Marvez on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook. Now, the 330 gang is at Monique Marvez official fan page. Okay. Also, there's a Monique Marvez comedian on Facebook. That's not me. That's another page. People are very kind. They want to help me, but it's a distraction. So at Monique Marvez or at Monique Marvez official fan page is where, if somebody wants to tune into the 3:30 and join the gang, where they can find me.
I just connected with you on Instagram.
Thank you.
I'm Designer Miner CA because I operate the world's largest mining equipment in the world.
Oh man.
What do you have? The world's body biggest what?
I operate the world's largest mining equipment up in Northern Canada. And the truck I drive is 2.5 stories high. When the box is up, it's 5 stories high. Like, I drive a building. So
that's the coolest thing ever.
Oh man, I'm in awe of Kathy. I can barely parallel park my SUV. She drives a mammoth, you know, house.
My grader is bigger than an 18-wheeler tractor trailer.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
The dozer that I operate is bigger than a double car garage. Anyway, so my brand name is Designer Miner, and I just connected with you. Designer Miner CA.
So, oh my God, yeah. I'm so excited. And by the way, I love Canada. I've done both Montreal and the Edmonton Comedy Festival. I love Canada.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we love you, Monique. You are just so cool. I'm so glad that we got you on the show.
Me too. This has been, thank you so much for inspiring me today. Just been fabulous.
Yay! Yes.
Hey, we can check in 6 months and see if you guys help me manifest big stadiums and arenas, or at least big, big theaters.
We'd love to. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Yep.
I would love to check back in with you guys, because I got to tell you, you inspired and excited me. That Taylor Swift comment just about dropped me to my knees. That's beautiful.
Okay. Well, I'm
it's
glad.
Going down.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Monique. This has been so much fun.
Thank you, ladies.
We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. And if you want to hear more episodes of Women Road Warriors or learn more about our show, be sure to check out womenroadwarriors.com. And please follow us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. On our website, we also have a selection of podcasts just for women. They're a series of podcasts from different podcasters. So if you're in the mood for women's podcasts, just click the Power Network tab on womenroadwarriors.com. You'll have a variety of shows to listen to anytime you want to. Podcasts made for women. Women Road Warriors is on all the major podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, and others. So check us out, and please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a topic or feedback, email us at sjohnson@womenroadwarriors.com.